What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Swinging around the new water bottle.
Oh, it's good.
Swinging it around. Spin 103.82
nice.
Water bottles.
Oh, so nice.
When did they start doing water bottles?
I saw these come in a couple of weeks ago and I grabbed one. And then I just had it in my room for a while because I had a yellow water bottle.
Looks very impressive.
It is.
It's good to have merch.
It is. It's a matte black water bottle. See, things. I see these things coming in, all right?
Yeah.
So I've got the water bottle. I also have a kit bag.
The kit bag's very cool.
I'm very jealous of the kit
bags. Where are they?
The kit bags are very limited.
We're getting these things in. I'm taking them.
Yeah.
And aren't they supposed to be generally for our listeners?
Yeah.
And then no one gets them.
Spinnies have them.
Does that keep the water cool?
Yeah, I like it. It's so smooth. It's a matte black bottle, and then just the Spin logo, Spin 103.8.
Jeremy Ho.
Jeremy Ho is a name that you will know.
Who's Jeremy Ho?
The documentary guy.
We briefly speak about in the show how we became viral superstars in Vietnam for a TikTok video.
Let's see how many views we actually have on that. I'd be confident it's
close
a
million.
I'd be confident it's gone over a million.
It was
a
COVID dance.
You're shown during a montage. Oh, God, it's got to go through half an hour of that to find
it's a
two seconds.
It's a montage.
We did a dance. It was over in Vietnam, was it?
Yeah, it was the Vietnam wash hands dance. It's been 103.8.
I'm so surprised I could stay in rhythm.
I'm surprised as well.
Oh, my God, it's 47 minutes long.
Well, look, you know what you're doing today.
I've got a lot to do today.
I want you to watch that and tell us when we feature in this documentary.
I hope it's like the first second. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Closing credits. The blooper reel. Do you remember this song, guys?
Oh, my hair is so nice and short.
Is that the song that kickstarted Wash Hand Wars?
Yes.
No, maybe not. I don't know.
My jeans were very tight in that video.
It took us ages to film it.
Jeez, yeah, they were, Nathan.
Yeah, they were kind of painted on me.
Do you still wear them?
No.
Why not?
I think the big old booty ripped.
840,000.
How many likes and comments?
Likes 55,000, comments 1,500.
And do you know what? Nothing changed. You do that and nothing changes.
We're viral, baby. Just looking at TikTok. You had Zucru doing good, but Tara's on TikTok.
Yeah, I love Tara.
Tara's doing great on TikTok.
I love Tara doing them. Yeah. Fair play to her.
Marty's got a few things in there.
If you're listening to this and the day is the 10th of November, sure to tune in for our Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night happening Thursday, the 12th of November at 8 p.m.
Now, will you clarify the year, please?
Have to drive that message. 2020.
Drive her home there.
Maybe you're listening to this and the year is 2024.
Jeez, what were things?
I hope we're not in a lockdown.
Imagine if they turned around at the end of the year and actually said, lads, we're going to do 2020 again. As in,
how do you mean?
Do
well. This is the thing.
Repeat the entire year, as in the same calendar.
Do you know what? Everyone going, I can't wait for 2021 to be over. It doesn't mean 2021 and the 1st of January is going to be any different.
Yeah.
Good news about the vaccine.
But geez, we got to hope about this vaccine.
90%.
Do you know what would be great? If someone's listening to this in like 6 months' time,
yeah,
and we're talking about this Pfizer vaccine,
yeah,
that has a 90% success rate. And they're thinking, oh, geez, the lads, that was the day it came out and now we're all cured. Not cured, but we're all immunised against it.
The lads broke the news.
Broke the news.
I didn't know, but the lads broke the news.
They're calling it Radio Moment of the Year in the UK, that, because it was revealed on BBC Radio 4 and the presenter was like, yes, Yes. Because their studio was filmed and everything, and everyone was saying that's their radio moment of the year.
Yes.
I really enjoyed
yes.
that.
So yes. Come on. Yes. Yes.
Let's be having it. Officially, the Irish radio moment of the year was the Matt Damon interview.
Yeah.
That was awarded.
It's Matt Damon. Yes.
The first thing Nathan says, I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Yes. Hopefully, we won't be sick after this vaccine. Yes!
Come on!
Come on! Here, I'll find that. Is it definitely on Twitter?
Yeah.
BBC it's 4.
BBC Radio. If you search David Lloyd Radio.
He have tweeted out, did he?
He quote tweeted it. Just scroll down.
LLYOD.
16 hours ago.
Guys, do you remember this video?
Purple drapes! All my life I've wanted purple drapes!
You're getting a lot of us talking this morning in the podcast intro because we have three songs.
Here we go.
Do we now say with confidence that life should be returning to normal by spring?
You can't say that.
Yes. I'm probably the first guy to say that, but I will say that with some confidence.
That's fabulous news. Professor John Bell, thank you so much.
I was expecting more.
Do we now say with confidence that...
I was expecting more.
It's the presenter's reaction in the video. She's going, obviously, but she's not saying anything because the professor is saying yes.
The professor doesn't sound as confident as I hoped.
Should be returning to
normal. I think he sounds way more confident.
Yes. I'm probably the first guy to say that, but I will say that with some confidence.
Not just one yes, not even two yeses.
I'm being cautiously optimistic.
You've got to be optimistic.
Yes. But I also have a bit of caution.
And that was doing the rounds on all the news channels and everything yesterday. Bit like us with the Matt Damon interview.
Yes.
How can I protect you in this crazy world? Oh, come on, Callum. Yes. Aslan, we're bringing the UK.
It's all right.
Were they?
Could have been bigger than you two. Yeah. It's all right.
I have a Christy Dignam autobiography on my desk.
Is it science?
It is not science.
All right. On the show today, we talk about words of the year, things that happened this year as well. I'm a Celeb Countdown is on, best slogans, and also Nathan has spent...
Sorry.
For money.
Dublin. Dublin. Are you ready?
Live across the city, the only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Spin. 103.8. Fully charged. Fully charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
That's right. It's the only way to start your day. Scientists have said it. Only way to start your day. Fully charged with Graham and Nathan. It's 7:04. My name is Graham O'Toole. Nathan O'Reilly, what's going on?
I'm not happy. I feel like Roy Keane in Saipan. I'm literally this close to grabbing my coat and walking out this building.
Well, first of all, I see that your headphones were unplugged again. And of course, you waited till the last second to pull them in, even though you were joking away during the news there.
I'm a professional broadcaster.
Who keeps unplugging them? So I'm going to put the blame on Laura Bracken.
Throw the number out.
Because she sits there during the zoo crew. Is she the type of person that will go around the house and unplug every single plug before bed and knock off every switch?
It makes no sense.
She unplugs the headphones. Well, there's our theory. It's Laura Bracken.
I have another problem. Look at my computer. It's upside down. I can't get onto Mozilla Firefox.
That's
up
really
is
weird.
Down. Down is up.
Oh my
left
God.
Is probably still left.
What
do I do? Okay. We're going to cross over to Tech Corner producer Callum because I think the mangy rat is responsible for this.
Well, I go around sanitising the studio before the show
and
starts.
Thank you,
that's okay.
Did you ask for permission?
No, I just took initiative. And I wiped down the keyboard, so it's possible that when I did the keyboards, it flipped it upside down. So I obviously can't come over to you to fix it, so
Tell me.
I'm going to tell you how to fix it.
Here we go, let's all do it together.
Okay, you need three fingers.
Yes.
You need to press Control on the keyboard.
Control?
Alt on the keyboard.
Where's Alt?
It's like watching,
where's
it's like
Alt?
Watching my mother.
Oh, is it Alt-GR?
No.
Alt beside the space bar.
This?
Yeah. And then the up arrow at the same time.
Oh my God.
Where's the up arrow?
If you could only see this.
Where is the up arrow?
So we'll do it during the song.
Oh, I got it. I got the up arrow. Oh, it's back!
You need to go type. Just get taught how to do your typing.
Hurt my wrist.
Bieber on spin.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I'd like to begin the show by stealing a quiz from the Irish Mirror, if that's okay with you.
Let's do it.
I think it's entertaining. The headline is, guess which month in 2020 these things happened in longest year ever. Is it a long year?
This is the thing. It seems like it's been the longest year ever, but also it seems like it's been the shortest year ever.
Yeah.
I know that makes no sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
But it kind of does make sense. Like I was saying this morning, November, we're going through it. It's the 10th of November already today.
I know.
It's insane.
What's been your favourite day in November?
Today, right now.
Yeah, you're enjoying
I'm with
yourself.
You,
I can
I'm with
see.
You.
Oh, thank you very much. Right, I'm not going to give you options here.
Don't, no, I'll try and guess the month.
I want you to shout out the month. I have five questions, depending how slow or quick this is going.
I'll be quick.
Let's begin. First one, and please don't play at home. In what month did Liverpool finally lift the Premier League trophy? Graham, of course, you're a massive Liverpool fan. You should know this.
July. No, June. Oh, jeez.
What are you going for?
June.
You're correct the first time. July. Don't be giving yourself a ding. Bull boy.
That's bad. That shows how hard this quiz is.
That's
was
shocking.
One of the biggest moments of my life. And I got it wrong.
In what month did Leo Varadkar announce the first full lockdown?
March.
Easy, we go marching easy. On.
Come on.
In what month did Micheál Martin become Taoiseach?
Oh. Micheál. So it was around the same time Tony stepped down and Ronan Glynn came in. It was about August?
It was June.
What?
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez, doesn't seem that early.
Are you enjoying the game?
I am.
I have to say, it's thanks to the Irish Mirror.
Yeah, big shout out to the Irish Mirror this morning.
I copied it and I printed it on a sheet of paper. In what month did hairdressers open? Do you remember when you could get your hair cut? It's a difficult one now.
July?
It was June.
Oh! Honestly, I actually don't know how long the first lockdown was. I had a conversation with my housemate Coxie over the weekend.
Was it 6 weeks?
I thought it was like 4 months. But then he's like, no, it was 8 weeks.
Was it 8?
I don't know.
Yeah. Last one.
This is good. Nathan, very good.
Yeah, I hope you're enjoying this. How are you finding it, producer Callum?
It's all good.
Not
all
bad.
Good.
Like, it's not the most memorable. We're going to forget this pretty soon.
But I think people are like, oh, geez, is that you?
Last one. What month did students return to school? Now, we should know that our demographic...
A lot of students listen to the show.
It was August. It's the end of August.
Was it?
Yes.
Jeez, I'm confused with this.
I'm confused as well. I'm not even trusting myself.
Are we sure the Daily Mirror are doing the right thing then?
It's the Irish Mirror.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Morning, it's 7:21. Oh. I'm Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. I don't know if this is going to be the best I'm a Celeb ever or the worst I'm a Celeb ever.
I'm not excited for it, I'll be honest with you.
Do you know what? The lineup doesn't inspire me with confidence. However, because there's not that much on television, bar football, it could be the thing we need. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but is there going to be the romance that we're used to with the likes of Katy Price and Peter Andre?
No.
I have to say, I'm excited about Shane Ritchie, Alfie.
Maybe
from
Shane Ritchie and Liz from Coronation Street might get together.
They should have Cat Slater in there.
And they'll leave and they'll open a pub together halfway between Manchester and London. Well, a couple of news bits this morning from I'm a Celebrity. Last year's Queen of the Jungle, Jacqueline Jossa, has said that she is in no doubt that she will be handing over her crown to this year's winner, she believes will be Giovanni Fletcher. She is a podcaster and best-selling author.
Oh.
Okay. And you know when they're always leave the jungle, they always cross a rope bridge in the jungle. There'll be no rope bridge this year. There's going to be a drawbridge because it's in a castle. Isn't that exciting, huh?
Isn't there a guy going in called Jordan North? And producer Callum said yesterday that's the equivalent of us going in. He's like a radio presenter that you knew in college, was it?
Well, he came through the ranks in student radio in the UK. He is a presenter on BBC Radio 1 now, so fair play to him.
But in disgust, when Callum found out, he goes, oh my God, that's like you two going in. I go, well, thanks very much, Callum. Appreciate it. Maybe it's your fault we're not more famous. You're the producer, Callum. Come on, get your finger out. Well, another thing as well, and this is interesting because I only found this out yesterday. So I'm a Celebrity stars are going to be quids in after staging a secret revolt about their pay. So, in previous years, if you signed up to I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, any money you make in sponsorship deals or endorsements after I'm a Celeb because you're on, you are on I'm a Celeb, ITV got a 30% cut in this.
Oh, it's like an agent's fee.
Isn't that ridiculous? So say Shane Ritchie left the jungle and did Head and Shoulders and got 100 grand. ITV would get 30 grand of that.
That'd be funny if Shane Ritchie was endorsing Head and Shoulders.
I have no idea why Head and Shoulders was the first thing that came to my head. However, ITV have been forced into a U-turn after the stars began kicking up a stink about the issue and some even refused to sign up. That's dodgy because Shane Ritchie came out yesterday saying that he has no money at all because all his work has been cancelled due to coronavirus. Very, very brave people going and going, well, do you know what? We're not going to sign up. And they go, well, okay, well, it's crazy.
I say Jordan North is like, look, I'm the equivalent of Graham and Nathan. I will sign literally anything. Don't you worry. I'm happy to be on the show. Hola.
It starts this Sunday night.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Will we get into it this morning? Come on. The showbiz shootout, two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Good morning, Sheriff.
Bonjour.
Right, Graham, do you want to begin?
Yesterday's, kind of in a similar vein, I brought you news that Boys on the Block, boy band supergroup, are going to be releasing a Christmas song this year. So they're going to be re-releasing E17 Stay Another Day, but they're going to have some competition for that Christmas number one spot because we have another artist that's releasing a Christmas song. His name?
I got the horses in the bag.
Lil Nas X.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Lil Nas X. I don't know if Billy Ray is going to be in that one. Remember, in 2019, bought us this huge track, Old Town Road. Well, he released a little teaser video of his new song, and it's going to be called Holiday. And in the video, they're in a kind of a Western town, a saloon, and Santa Claus gets thrown out of the saloon. Lil Nas X picks up his hat and it goes, you're now Santa Claus.
Oh my God.
This is what it sounds like.
Hey, it's a holiday. I got holes on holes and it out of control, yeah.
And then he rides away on his horse who has turned into a reindeer. And then sitting on a bench from Back to the Future is Michael J. Fox.
What?
And he says this.
Whatever you do, Nas, don't go to 2020.
So will Michael J. Fox be in it?
It's another way.
Holiday. Yeah.
I cannot wait for that. That is being released this Friday.
And Lil Nas X, he faces competition with Liam Payne.
Liam Payne
released a Christmas song on Halloween night. It's called Naughty List and it's dreadful. Okay, well, thank you for that. I hope you'll humour me. I have a story about Pierce Morgan. I'm not going to say friend of the show. I'm indifferent about the guy. But he was on his television show, Good Morning Britain, and he opened up. He spoke about an incident that happened to him in a hotel lobby where he ended up naked outside his hotel room. Let's listen.
I remember once thinking that room service had come to my door in a hotel many years ago. And I went, opened the door, poked my head out, couldn't see anything, thought they may have left it on the floor, popped out, door shuts behind me. Wouldn't have mattered if I hadn't been completely stark naked.
Oh, my.
And then had to wander around the corridor of this hotel. And, of course, then you don't want to bump into anybody. You want to find a phone to ring in reception, and even that's awkward.
Oh, my God. Do you know
that's awkward.
Heard that story.
That happened to someone.
I actually thought about an incident that happened to our very own Graham O'Toole. I don't know if you're aware of this, producer Callum.
I don't think I am.
But Graham was once in Las Vegas and he woke up completely naked in the hotel lobby and he was covered in scratches.
No, okay. Well, a lot of incorrect information there. I didn't wake up. I ended up in the hotel's lift.
Yeah.
And it was a glass lift that looked out into the casino. But I was in my boxers and there was other people in there. What happened was I got up in the middle of the night and I don't know where I went. I remember I was listening to the Tommy and Hector podcast recently and Hector had a very similar story. I think when you get up in the middle of the night after maybe going out and you think you're going into the bathroom but you actually end up into the hallway and you're walking around and then you realise, all right, I'm in my boxers. And then I had to run up and down the corridor because I couldn't remember. I had no key card.
Why were you covered in scratches?
I wasn't covered in scratches. But I was in the lift and people were horrified.
Well, I think you should apologise to anyone
like to apologize
that was in that lift.
To anyone who was in the Luxor lift in Las Vegas about 5 years ago.
Shame on you.
Shame on me.
Nathan gets the win this morning for bringing that entertainment story to the radio.
Thank you very much, producer.
No scratches, though. No scratches.
I believe the scratches.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
With Just Eat. Over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get it wrong.
Joel Corry is in the history books of Gotta Get It Wrong. He received the lowest score any contestant has ever gotten.
One. But he won our hearts.
Oh, we love it.
Definitely. This is the game where all you got to do is get the questions wrong. And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win that €100. And got to get it wrong board game. Michelle is on this morning. All right, Michelle.
Grand, yeah. How are you?
Good morning. I feel good, Michelle. Tell us, have you had any breakfast yet?
No, I actually haven't had anything.
Oh, what are you going to have? What's on the menu?
Probably a coffee.
Okay. Just a coffee?
Yeah.
Get a pastry as well. Treat yourself.
Okay. Treat myself. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, do you know what? You can treat yourself for dinner tonight because you've just won a €50 Just Eat voucher.
Mama! Woo! Oh my God, that's so good. Thanks so much.
Yogi, yogi, yogi.
Okay. I love it.
She loves it. Yeah. Absolutely. I love it too,
I'm
Michelle.
Wild.
Right, Michelle. How much do you want this board game?
Yes, definitely. I'm really bored.
I don't know. Now,
she's
look,
bored. It's just the board game.
I will say the board game has many uses. It's a lot smaller in person. You could use it as a doorstop.
You could, yeah.
You could use it as a coaster for your coffee.
Start throwing the cards at people because the questions are on little cards and just really annoy people at Christmas. That we could do. Well, Michelle, these are the rules this morning. If you want to win that €100 on board game at the end of the week, you got to top our leaderboard. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition.
Okay.
Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Your score to beat is Connor on 13. 14 puts you top. Here we go.
Name a celebrity going into I'm a Celeb Jungle.
Pierce Brosnan.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Flour.
What is Mozilla Firefox a type of?
Fox.
What's 58 minus 2?
6.
13 plus 22 is 31. True or false?
False.
What nationality is Adrian Kennedy?
English.
Who is Homer Simpson married to?
Lisa.
Do your best impression of Brian Dowling.
All right, mate.
What is Miley Cyrus's job?
An actress.
Sing a Puff Daddy song.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Give another name Puff Daddy has been called in the past.
Snoop Dogg.
How do you spell pine cone?
T-R-E-E.
What rhymes with bubble?
Ball.
Hum the Coronation Street theme song. Who is the next? Oh my God!
What's wrong there, Nathan? You're right.
Sorry,
a little stutter.
I got a fright there.
Why? I still my extended
Why?
Present.
Why?
I got scared. It was very stressful that game. Michelle, how did you find it?
Yeah, it was stressful. Jesus. Woo.
Are you a fan of Adrian Kennedy?
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to the show?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
He's gone rogue this morning.
No, I actually don't. Like, I used to listen to him years ago.
Yeah, same. I'm still good. Michelle.
He's sitting outside.
Hey, Adrian, how are you? Michelle, have to say, came on this morning very, very bubbly. You're a likeable character. You know what you want for breakfast. And you know what? You reminded me of someone.
Who is it?
You reminded me of a very, very old Maria Sharapova!
Oh, ace. Net for service.
And Michelle, you got 13.
Oh,
Mamma Mia.
Oh, you needed one more to go top of Michelle. Thank you very much for coming on. Great fun this morning, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, Michelle.
And we must do a reminder. This Thursday night is the Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night. 8 p.m. Oh. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be on Twitter. It's going to be on a website. It's going to be on YouTube. And there will be lots of opportunities on the night if you're just watching to win a board game.
I had my very first dress rehearsal last night in my bedroom. Glittery jacket's a little bit tight, but don't you worry, I'll be going on a diet now up until Thursday.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Let's go!
Spin 103.8 Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning, it is 8.04. Graham and Nathan with you on Fully Charged. My name is Graham O'Toole, this man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Producer Callum is yawning. Is he bored of the show?
It was a big stretch.
Come on now. Get your head in the game, because we are talking about serious matters this morning. I want to know, what is your favourite company slogan? Let us know. 087 711 1038. Mine comes from Italy. Whenever I hear it, I smile, Graham. It's also thought-provoking. It makes you think a lot about life and the decisions you make.
Okay.
It's also a little bit emotional,
yeah,
because it's nostalgic. You automatically think of Mama and something Mama used to make. Right. Can you guess what it is? You're wrong, it's this.
Buon signor Dol mio day.
Dol mio.
I was going to go for Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire puddings.
No.
A favourite in the O'Toole household.
Dol mio. When
play it
is your Dol mio day?
Buon signor Dol mio day.
I would say,
I love that slogan.
It's meh.
It makes you think, when is your Dol mio day? When is my Dol mio day?
Okay. So they're trying to get inside your head thinking, well, you have to have a day.
Yeah.
Like, is Tuesday your Dol mio day? And then your family go, when is it? Hey, Pop, when's our Dol mio
day?
And
I never actually pick up Dol mio. I always go for the passata and Lidl.
All right, yeah.
You know that one? Kind of smells on the foot.
Passata day.
When is yours? What would be your favourite company slogan?
Does exactly what it says in the tin.
I do love that.
Ron Seal.
Ron. See, I wouldn't know the company. I would just know the slogan.
Because they go, Ron Seal does exactly what it says on the tin.
I always miss out on the Ron Seal.
Ron Seal.
Ron Seal. See, I don't know.
Ron Seal.
What are they?
It's a paint company, like varnish for fences and decks and stuff like that, and preservatives.
Does exactly what it says on the tin.
If it says on the tin it's going to last 5 years, then it's going to last 5 years. So let's do it. 087 711 1038. We're talking about company slogans, and we want to know your favourite. And of course, other companies are available when we're talking about all this. This isn't a paid segment.
We want to know, when is your Dol mio day?
Text us, WhatsApp us, or even send us a WhatsApp voice note.
We are looking for your favourite company slogans. My one, controversial. I will say, it probably isn't a fan favourite. It comes from Dol mio.
When is your Dol mio day?
When is your Dol mio day? You're not a fan of that, Graham.
It's okay. I much prefer a slogan that tells you what to do, like mine.
Use Ron Seal Quick Dry and Woodstain. It does exactly what it says on the tin.
You
never get the name of the company. You just remember the slogan.
Sorry, listen to it again.
Use Ron Seal Quick Dry and Woodstain.
Ron Seal Quick Dry.
I would have thought the company's called Quick Dry.
So 087 711 1038. You can give us a text, WhatsApp, or WhatsApp voice note. What's your favourite company slogan? Jack has been in contact with his favourite company slogan on WhatsApp voice note.
KFC, it's finger licking good.
Was that the Colonel himself?
I liked how his voice kind of bubbled during it. Can we hear it again?
KFC, it's finger licking good.
Finger licking good.
Yeah.
I like when they put an effort into the WhatsApp voice note as well. William has been in contact.
All right, there, lads. So as you'd hear on the radio, as Holmes or more to say, when it's gone, it's gone.
Yes, William.
They've changed their tagline now, because the voiceover man comes on, because I recognise, goes, no more annoying voiceovers. They acknowledged the fact it was, and they said they got a different one. Okay, Jimmy's on now. Jimmy, what's your favourite slogan?
The slogan, if it's in a van, I'm your man. I don't know who owns it. I have a small van company on Facebook, and I actually just robbed it and used it myself.
Right, well, give us the name of your company and then do the slogan afterwards.
Man with a van. If it fits in a van, I'm your man.
I love the way you robbed that.
I'm a fastway courier. I own a fastway courier, but that's beside business, and I like that little slogan.
So if the actual owner of that slogan is listening, what do you want to say to them?
I'm sorry, but I'm keeping it.
Nice one, Jimmy. Thanks very much.
Thanks, lad.
See you, Jimmy.
087 711 1038. What is your favourite company slogan? And Daniel has been in touch.
I saw a slogan recently in a Portaloo, and it was Waterloo Hire, number one in the number two business. That gave me a chuckle.
That was very good.
Oh, that's very clever.
Number one in the number two business.
Waterloo.
I wish I knew the words.
Deco.
Thanks for where we live today.
Oh, beautiful, Deco.
Lovely voice.
That is gorgeous.
You'd pay Deco for him to sing that to you.
I don't think Centra use that though still, do they?
I don't know. I know the Spar one. Under the tree at Spar.
Well, Sophie's been in touch.
Under the tree at Spar.
Oh, she can read your mind. Scarlett, what is yours? Where are you going to?
My favourite cup. Well, I don't even know if it's my favourite, but it lives rent-free in my head. It's still it bang, bang, and the dirt is gone.
Oh, that's a solid one. I think that's a real people's favourite. Yeah.
See, Scarlett's up there with Ron Seal. It kind of tells you what the product does within a couple of words. Bang, and the dirt is gone. And of course, it wouldn't be the same without...
What's his name?
Brian... Oh, I'm looking at
I don't even know.
Barry Scott.
Barry Scott.
Barry Scott. Oh, that is it.
There was a vicious rumour that Barry Scott had died.
What?
Remember they got rid of Barry Scott and they brought in a younger model and he was kind of muscly and then they were like, no, we don't like him, and then
they brought back Barry.
Barry Scott, yeah.
Yeah, he's very much alive, I want to say.
He's alive, Scarlett, don't worry.
Sorry, Scarlett was upset there.
Thanks very much, Scarlett.
Thank you, bye.
See ya.
And Elaine joins us. Elaine, what is yours?
Did somebody say menu luck?
No, that's the worst one.
No.
It's Just Eat, not menu log.
Oh no, menu log. Heard this on the show weeks ago and ever since I've been told I need to move to Australia.
So if anyone doesn't know what Elaine is talking about, we found out that Just Eat is called Menu Log in Australia, and Snoop Dogg does
so strange
the Just Eat ad, but he says M-E-N-U-L-O-G, and then does somebody say Menu Log?
You can see Snoop Dogg is hating it.
So, Elaine, have you ordered some Menu Log over the last couple of weeks since we let you know that's what it's called in Australia?
But we had to settle for Just Eat.
Just Eat, all right. Well, Elaine, thanks so much for that.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
See ya.
And this is especially for Elaine. We've managed to dig out the menu log.
Oh, you can hear it in Snoop's voice. He's not loving it. Here we go.
Log. Like, it's one of the biggest songs of 2020, the Just Eat song. It doesn't sit right with me. This is huge. It is one of the biggest slogans, I'd say, over the last 20 years. Remember the Woody's DIY store ad?
Yes.
Kaylee joins us because Kaylee's dad sang the theme tune. Kaylee, tell us the story.
He's a singer, like he's a wedding singer now, so he used to do it years ago. I'm pretty sure my uncle writes jingles, and I think he wrote it, and my dad needed work at the time and was like, oh yeah, I'll do it, whatever, it might not be that big. And then it was played all the time, like... anytime you turned on the radio, it was played. And he used to like sing it in front of my friends to embarrass me. That was awful.
So he actually embraced the Woody's ad. He became the Woody's ad.
Now, he was the Woody's man, basically.
The Woody's man. And would he be stopped on the street at all?
No. Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Now, we're trying to find a clip of the ad, but we actually can't find it. So, Kaylee...
Don't even attempt to ask me to sing
Kaylee,
that.
Kaylee, do you follow in your father's footsteps?
Come on,
and
Kaylee.
Do you have that beautiful voice? Okay, oh, Kaylee.
We'll sing with you, okay, guys.
Myself, yourself, and Nathan, all right? We're going to sing it together. We'll count it down, all right?
Band rehearsal.
Okay. Wait,
where are we starting from now? Where are we starting from?
Woody's.
Can I just confirm the lyrics? Woody's.
There's no better vibe than DIY. But you have to do the little at the end.
Okay, right. Okay. One, right. Two, three, go. Woodies, 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 Woodies.
There's no better buying DIY.
Kelly, brilliant. Thank you so much for that.
Bye.
See you, Kelly.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, I just want it to be Thursday already because our Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night is happening this Thursday, 8 p.m. Make sure to tune in. We have our five participants who are playing. They're walking away with the Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Will, Robbie, Kira, Aisling, Adam and Anna.
Who is going to win the coveted Golden Trout Award? It is up for grabs. Whoever tops our Gotta Get It Wrong leaderboard on the night. And remember, if you're listening to the show and you're always thinking, I'd love a Gotta Get It Wrong board game, well, we will be giving away board games on the night to people who are just watching. It is going to be a magnificent affair. I can't wait for it. But the main reason we're doing this, of course, is to make back the money that Nathan spent on these board games and in turn then started to spend on the night, which was made for to make money back, but he keeps on spending more money, which is really cancelling the money.
I keep saying to you, you gotta spend money, Graham, to make money. We want as many people tuned in on the night. You can see it on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. It's all happening, baby.
And our website, 8 p.m. on Thursday. So far, let's go through just the bill so far of the night. The board games, $2,000.
Yeah.
The jackets are sparkly jackets, £100.
Oh, they're very comfortable.
The cue cards for the night, which do look slick but way overpriced, €50.
Absolute bargain. I know a man.
The buzzer that you got for me to buzz people when they hesitate, €25.
That gives you something to do on the night.
That is true. And of course, the Golden Trout Award, €25. So, €2,200 has been spent in a budget that we don't have on this show. So hopefully enough people watch it so that we make back some bit of money.
I had to order something else for the night because I went up to the studio. You know what's happening in this building? Friend of the show, tech guy Pavel.
Yes.
He's been kind of making everything. I went up yesterday and I just thought, you know, it's looking nice, but it's missing something. So I've ordered us, wait for this, you're not going to believe it, a purple curtain for the night. The backdrop. The background. We're going to be standing in front of a purple curtain.
Is a curtain not to hide things?
No.
Why is it purple? What's purple got to do with
it? It's just a nice colour. I think it will really work well with our skin tone.
The colour of the station is pink and black.
It's kind of purpley. Do you know when you look at spin, it's kind of purpley.
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Now, I got the bill because I've placed the order and it's coming today. I don't really understand it, if I'm honest with you. There's many sheets of paper here. Have the receipt. I might just pass it over to you because you're better with figures and numbers and there's lots of words and everything.
Okay, what is this?
But they seemed like they were great to work with, I have to say.
Oh, right.
Yeah, pretty good, isn't it?
Okay, so the curtain cost €65.
This is a top-of-the-range curtain.
The hardware, which I presume is the poles and uprights.
Yeah.
Is €63 and the transport is €80.
See, it's speedy delivery, Graham.
Okay. Sorry, that is excluding VAT.
Yeah, but you get the VAT back, it's fine. Don't you be stressing over there.
Sorry, Nathan, did you buy the curtain?
Yes, bought. It's arriving today, and I said to Pavel can keep it for other occasions.
You've only rented the curtain.
I haven't rented it.
So the total, including VAT, is €253.
Yeah. For keeps.
You've only rented it. Because it says rental charges. So this means we get to use it once, and then that's it.
I think that's a typo.
No, you didn't buy it. You rented it. So you've spent €253 on just renting something.
It can't be that expensive to rent something.
So let me add that to the total, Nathan. You've just rented a curtain. Plus €80, you could have picked it up. I would have picked it up for you. So now we're up to €2,453.
Okay. Well, look, it's a hell of a curtain. Wait till you see it. You're going to love it, man.
We really need as many people watching this as we can. Jeez.
Wait till you see the purple curtain. You're going to love it.
Remember, 8 p.m. on Thursday on Facebook, Twitter, our website, and on YouTube. Let's go. Na, 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 na. Play it back like we want.
playing three old school hits back to back.
Rewind it back.
This is the Naughty Threesome. Take me back to the days.
Always forget YouTube. I need to write down YouTube.
Please tell me we're going to be playing Prince Purple Rain because of the purple curtain.
No, this song was from the 80s, Nathan. This is from the noughties. Two and a half grand is what we have here.
Yeah, look, two and a half gonna grand. Be
and
happy.
We don't even own the curtain.
You're going to be happy, all right?
You should not be allowed. You should not be allowed to touch anything, to be honest.
Jillian says, Nathan is stressing me out all of this spending. He needs to pay for the costs of the curtain. No, guys. No,
he will be paying for whatever money.
Why is there so much negativity? Rome was not built in a day. As I've said before, you have to spend money to make money.
Nathan will be making up the rest of the money that we don't make on the night. So if we make grand on the night through clicks and stuff like that, he'll spend 1.5 grand. At the end of the year.
Don't really
no
understand how you actually make money from clicks, but that's for another morning.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Tanya, I have to start taking my clothes off at night time. It's so blooming hot these days.
It's getting mild, isn't it?
Is it a heat wave or something?
I don't know. We're getting highs of about 12 or 13 degrees a day, but it's at night time. I was going to bed, and usually now around October, November, December, January time, I'll throw on an old t-shirt before I get into bed. Last night I had just my boxers on.
Oh,
I was,
my God.
I was roasting, but I don't trust it. Like, I was going to bed last night, and I was thinking, I bet I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night absolutely freezing. I wasn't.
My God.
I don't trust it, but look, we do know the cold weather. It could jump on us at any time. And Bord Gáis Energy is making sure you're not left out in the cold this winter with their dedicated winter repair team at the ready. If your boiler breaks down, just search Bord Gáis Energy Boiler Repair for more. And that's not it. Because the Bord Gáis Winter Price Pledge guarantees no price increases on gas or electricity.
That's what I want to hear.
Until March 2021.
Look, we're absolutely delighted. We're giving away €200 every morning on the show this week. Yesterday, I had a little bit of a mare trying to explain how you can win this money.
It's all right, don't worry about it.
And I went home and I took it home. I was in a bad mood with my roommate, so I really wish I had read my sheet just before we came on, but I think I have a better understanding of it, all right? So gather around the radio. I'm telling you right now how you can win the money. Our radio is broken.
Yeah.
I'm not gloating. I'm disappointed. Our radio is broken. We're trying to listen to music. A song is happening, but we can't really hear it.
Yeah.
All you have to do, identify the song, and if we choose you, and if you're correct, you're going to win €200. What do we think? We happy with that?
Yeah, so look, this is the broken radio. We're going to try and get it repaired, but can you tell us the song?
That is a difficult one.
Just get it at the end.
What
just
do you think it is?
The end.
The number is 087-711-1038. Tell us what that song is.
Georgia wants that money. Georgia, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Georgia. Lovely name. Were you named after the country?
No, my mom is Georgina.
Oh, okay.
There we go. And how's your boiler?
My boiler?
Yeah, is it okay?
Oh, it's all right. We actually usually have boiler problems every around here now, like Christmas time-ish. What's fine?
Well, I want you to know that the Bord Gáis Energy team, they're ready for you because they have a dedicated winter repair team to fix your boiler. All right.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. No. Well, they're there if you need them. If you need them, all right. You can just search Bord Gáis Energy Boiler Repair for more. But the price on offer this morning is €200.
It's a big amount of money.
All right.
It is.
All you got to do is tell us what song was playing on our broken radio. It needs repairing. We're about to repair it now, but can you tell us what the song was?
It was Head and Heart, Joel Corry.
Okay, let's have a listen
again.
It's fine. Fix it.
I think it is.
You've done it! It is. Head and Heart.
Oh, Georgia, how do you feel?
I'm delighted. €200 richer. That's how I feel.
Absolutely. And what are you going to spend the money on?
Oh, I don't know now. Christmas decorations.
There we go.
Christmas decorations.
Listen, I'm going to tell you and Georgia's story right now.
Okay.
I'm only after remembering it, but this is the truth. You know that song is Joel Corry with M&EK, yeah?
Yeah.
I had a dream last night. This is the truth. Oh. I was walking on a beach. M&EK was standing there. And as I walked past him, I went, bum, 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 bum. But yes, Georgia, that's a true story.
Right.
And you've just won €200. Thanks very much for listening to the show. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
And we will have more chances to win with Bord Gáis Energy. €200 every single morning after nine.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Are you ready to spin doctors with Gillette? Proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's mow.
And you can donate for Movember online now at movember.com/Gillette. We are the Spin Doctors, removing irritation from your week.
Trained professionals, Graham and I, we try and put a positive spin on something wrong that's happened in your life.
Sophie, what seems to be the problem?
I live at home. Can you put a positive spin on that? I live with the parents.
Okay. Interesting. Right. Interesting. Okay.
Yes, I should say welcome to the clinic.
Welcome to the clinic. You live at home. Well, look, I'm going to straight off. Do you pay any rent?
I do.
Damn it.
Is it on a percentage? Have you been living away from home recently and then you moved home, or have you always lived at home?
Yeah, no, I moved out for 7 years and then I moved back.
And what percentage of rent are you paying now in comparison to what you were paying?
I'd say I'm paying half.
Look at it. Look at all the money that you're saving.
Tap me in. I have something.
And you can buy yourself some nice presents.
You know what? You're right.
Okay. Nathan wants something.
Sophie, my darling, I've had to move back home with the parents before. In another life, I had to move back. Let me tell you something. Something I enjoyed was the free meals. Dinner.
Yes.
Supper time. The parents would always cook for me. That must happen in your gaff.
That does happen. My dinner's actually always ready when I get home after.
Well, that's nice.
That's and a what's serious your, positive.
And who is the main chef in your house? Is it your mum or your dad?
My mother.
What's her best meal?
That's a tricky one now.
Because she makes so many good ones.
Because they're so bad.
Yeah. One of my favourites is chicken a la king.
Chicken a la king?
Go on, explain what that is.
So it's like a mushroom based off with chicken and rice and peas and the like.
Sounds like
she makes her own homemade sauce, so it's gorgeous.
That sounds like risotto.
No, it's not risotto rice. She does make really nice risotto balls with mozzarella in the middle.
Oh my god.
Are you living with Bloom and Gordon Ramsay here? This sounds gorgeous. I think I might move into your house. Sophie, there you go. You're saving a bit of money so you can treat yourself and you get your meals cooked for you, so you don't have to be worrying about cooking every single night. Have we put slight positive spin on it?
You put a serious positive
spin
on it.
That's what we want to hear.
And you know
Sophie,
you've just won a Gillette Skin Guard Starter Pack plus 6 months worth
thank
of blades. Sophie, thank you very much for coming into the clinic. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Get out of here.
Bye. Sophie, bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Latest one from Justin Bieber is feeling pretty lonely. It's 9:41 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
If there's anything I could do for Justin Bieber, I would. Maybe I would buy him a Collins dictionary.
Okay.
Imagine during that song, there you go, Justin, stop singing and there's a dictionary.
Now you've
got
words as friends.
Because Collins dictionary has named lockdown as its word of the year for 2020. Not too surprised by that. We've heard that word obviously a lot with this pandemic. We're living in a lockdown. They've said that they've added the term because it encapsulates the shared experience of billions of people who've had to restrict their daily lives in order to contain the virus. They've added some other words I'd like to share with you.
Okay.
You happy over there?
I'm just thinking lockdown was already a word.
I wouldn't have heard lockdown that much. I suppose Kanye West loved lockdown.
Yeah, I'm in lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all in lockdown. I suppose it's a word that's been used more often this year.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are other words that they've added to the dictionary.
They're kind of related to the whole COVID.
Yeah, I'd expect that.
Furlough.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't know what it is, because I didn't for a very long time, it's the temporary laying off of employees, usually because there is insufficient work to occupy them. Yeah. Furlough. Hard to spell. If you're on the spelling bee and someone said furlough, I think I'd just spell the word follow.
Where would the or be?
I don't know. I'd panic.
Okay.
BLM. Do you know what that is?
Black Lives Matter.
Correct. Megxit.
Megxit is Meghan and Harry leaving for Canada. Yes?
Correctamundo.
Kind of like Brexit, yeah.
TikTokers.
Ah, yeah, we know about TikTok.
We try to really, you know, become TikTok social media stars.
I think we have a video that's nearing 1 million views.
Yeah. Remember that? We're actually in a...
Vietnam
documentary, aren't we? Vietnamese documentary.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't we?
Yeah, there was a guy who DM'd us on Instagram. It was back in when the pandemic started.
I don't think I told you, Graham.
Can we use your TikTok video of doing the hand wash dance in our documentary? I'll have a look.
I didn't know we were on a documentary.
Yeah, it's very small. You can just see us dancing. Yeah.
Happy days.
Jesus, great. Yeah, people who use the app TikTok. I didn't even realise TikTok was around since 2016. It's just become huge.
Yeah, really popular last couple
and
years.
Another word, definitely have not heard this before, mukbang.
Oh, careful now. This is a breakfast show.
I know it is. It's big in South Korea.
Oh, okay.
It describes a host who broadcasts videos of themselves eating a large quantity of food.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'd be pretty good at mukbang with pasta.
How about...
the mukbang prince.
Me and you.
Yeah.
After the show.
Bit of mukbang.
Get a camera and do mukbang.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.